kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ngayong Marso ang buwan ng kababaihan, kaya naman ipinagdiribang natin ang mga babaeng inspirasyon sa kani-kanilang larangan. Sa pagkakataong ito, makakasama natin ang isang supermom na nagtapos ng summa cum laude sa isang universidad sa Darwin at nitong uno ng Marso ay nagsimula ng maging lawyer ng Korte Suprema ng Northern Territory. Paano nga ba niya nababalanse naging pag-aaral, ang trabaho, pagiging ina at asawa ng sabay-sabay? Nasa ating linya si Sarah Denise Tenorio Ramoso. Magandang araw at congratulations, Sarah.
Hi, TJ. Thank you so much.
Anong pakiramdam na ikaw ngayon ay isang ganap na lawyer at ng Supreme Court pa ng Northern Territory?
Ano, syempre na nakakatuwa. At the same time, it feels very surreal na I've always pictured it, but nung nandyan na siya, I couldn't help myself but to cry kasi parang ito na yung finish line eh. I really didn't expect na this is gonna happen. Kasi nga, I had my kids and at the same time, yung mga previous na kabatch ko, you know, they were all becoming lawyers and then me. I was raising my kids. So, to actually happen, to for me to actually be a lawyer, parang hindi pa rin ako makapaniwala and I'm just very grateful.
Napakalaking tagumpay nito sa napakabatang edad mo at inspirasyon din sa mga Pinoy at mga Pinay na nasa Australia. At syempre bago yan, ikaw ay nagtapos ng mataas or highest honor sa Bachelor of Laws sa Charles Darwin University. Gusto mo ba talaga ang abogasya noong bata ka pa lamang?
Oo, kasi nung bata ako, palaging sinasabi sa akin ng mga, kasi sa Pilipinas naman ako lumaki, so laging sinasabi ng mga tita, ng mga lola, di ka kaya mag-abogado, ang hilig mong makapagtalo. Hindi ko alam kung joke ba yon or dahil lang sa punto ko, kasi Batanggay niya ako eh. But eventually, as I grew up, I had this yearning to understand things and be able to explain things in simple language. And I guess yung challenge is you have yung mga batas sa harap mo, yung challenge na ma-explain mo siya in really simple terms to a layperson, that to me that's very interesting. But what really pushed me is yung pag-migrate namin dito sa Darwin, kasi obviously when you move to a foreign country, everything is different. Yung batas is different, yung mga rules it's different. So parang as a migrant, at first, I really felt powerless. And I thought, if I push through my dream of becoming a lawyer, marami akong matutulungan. Hindi lang yung sarili ko, hindi lang yung family ko, but yung mga fellow migrants ko as well.
Ikwento mo naman sa amin kung bakit Australia ang napili mo at kailan ka nagsimulang mag-aral dito?
Well, actually, hindi ko siya pinili. Sinuwerte lang ako kasi yung papa ko, he's a carpenter by trade. Noong 2012, nag-migrate sila. So, my mom, my dad, yung dalawa kong kapatid dito sa Darwin, through skilled migration visa. I think it was called 457. And then I followed them in 2013 as a dependent of my dad. So, if not for my dad, wala ako dito ngayon.
Siyempre, hindi naging madali ang pag-aaral ng law, lalo pa't may asawa at dalawang anak ka. Ilang taon na yung mga bata at paano mo nababalansi ang pagiging ina, asawa at pag-aaral at pagkatrabaho, lalo na sa Australia na walang kasambahay? May pagkakataon bang sobrang nahirapan ka at nais mo ng sumuko?
Oo, maraming times na kasi nga sabay-sabay lahat. So, nung nagsisimula pa lang ako, I was working full-time. And then Zoe, I had to put her to daycare, which is binabayaran din namin. So I can't really stop working kasi nga may expenses. And then on top of that, may mga assignments, may exams na kailangan mong pag-aralan. Parang halos kulang yung 24 hours in a day. So maraming times na talaga umiiyak na lang ako. Yung, alam mo yung parang sa isip ko, it's such a straightforward problem in an assignment, in a subject, for example. But ang hirap kasi you can't just sit down and focus and work on it. Kasi may time na kailangan ka ng anak mo. May time na kailangan ka sa work. You can't just be a student. And I guess what I'm thinking to myself is kung nung time na college ako, no, wala akong ginagawa, I would have done this in one day. Isang upuan lang tong assignment na to. Ayaw ko sana. But then I had to break it up into couple of days. Yung simpleng problem lang sana. Kasi nga, napakaraming responsibilities. Competing priorities.
Alam ko, Sarah, medyo mahirap i-juggle lahat. Pero ano yung naging motivation mo na magawa ang lahat ng ito? Saan ka humuhugot ng lakas?
Mainly talaga nun sa anak ko. So, pagka... Ang schedule kasi namin is pagkatapos ko ng work, so attend ko siya. Usually yung husband ko kasi he's a shift worker, so madalas pagka susunduin ko yung ano ko sa daycare, kaming dalawa lang until really late at night. So sasabihin ko siyang kumain and stuff like that, I'll put her to bed. And then yun lang yung opportunity ko na mag-aral. Parang syempre pagod na ako. But then I look at her sleeping. Iniisip ko, nabigyan ako ni Lord ng napakagandang anak, napakabait na anak. Gusto ko siyang bigyan ng magandang future. Kasi bilang lumaki ako sa Pilipinas, alam ko yung hirap ba na everyone in the Philippines, they're so competitive and hardworking, but wala silang opportunity. Trust me, may opportunity sa harap ko eh. And may taong nag-rely sa akin. So every single time that I feel like giving up, I just look at my daughter and say, no, I can't give up because she deserves it.
Ngayon ay buwan ng kababaihan at isa ka sa may tuturing na inspirasyon ng tagumpay. Ano ang may papayo mo sa mga kapwa babae?
Kung may pangarap kayo, work for it. Hindi ko sinasabing gayahin niyo ko na mag-aral kayo habang nagtatrabaho, habang nag-aalaga ng baby niyo. Just work on little things. I guess you can start to make smart goals. When I say smart goals, it actually means specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time-bound. Kasi kapag ka gumawa ka ng, sabihin natin may goal ka, but then it's not smart, as in it's not measurable, it's not specific, parang how long is a piece of string? It's almost like, oh yes, I'll do that eventually. Kung wala kang deadline, nothing's gonna happen kasi parang niloloko mo lang yung sarili mo. So start small. And then once you figure out yung capacity mo and then you can expand, you can take on more. So when I started my degree, I started with 2 subjects. I started with 3 subjects. And then I had to withdraw from 1 kasi na-realize ko hindi ko pala kaya. So it's okay. It's okay to take a step back as long as you don't stop. And then once I got the hang of it, I started to add subjects, I started to enjoy what I'm doing, and then it just became like a routine. I guess the message is, if you have a goal, you have to work for it, because a goal without a plan, it's just a wish, no?
Maraming salamat, Sarah, sa pagpapaunlak sa panayam na ito. Nakapiling po natin ang abogada ng Korte Suprema ng Northern Territory na si Sarah Denise Tenorio Ramoso na isang ina, asawa at ngayon inspirasyon sa mga kababaihan at sa lahat ng ating kababayan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.